מצד התומת והגמר משנה דל נכנסו ללשכת הקהילות. After they went to get the tzlap or the korban tamid, the Kohanim then entered the lishka in which they kept the clay sorit. Motiyah misham tishim u'shloisha clay keset u'clay izo. They would take out from there 93 kalim. Some of them were silver and some of them were gold. These were the kalim that they need for the korbanos and the avodah that was done every day. Hishkuret atamid b'kai shalzo. Before they shafted the tzlap that was used for the korban tamid, they would give it to drink from a coat shalzav, a golden coat. The reason why they gave it to drink before they shafted it is because of the behemah that drinks water before it is nishkar, it's easier to strip the oar, the hide, from the behemah after shkita. Now, some say they didn't really give it to drink from a coat shalzav. It was nechoshes, it was copper, but it was very shiny, almost like gold. Afa pishu hu mevokar mi ba'era mevakrin oso the oar ha'avukot. Even though the tzlah that is used for the korban tamid has already been checked for a moment, previously, as when you bring a korban, it has to be checked for a moment 4 days before, but even so, they would check it again right before shkita. They would check it by the or avukos, the light that they had from torches that were lit. The Sahatamit Paragimal Mishnah had Misha Zacha B'Tamid, Maishcha B'Holech, Lebeit HaMishpachayim, the coin that was Yocha in the shkita Hatamit. He would drag the korban to the Beit HaMishpachayim, the place where the korban is stripped and the inside are washed out. Umisha Zakhu Bay Varim, Hoch and Akro. The Kohen that was Zelchin that voted to bring the Avar to the Kavik in order that the limb should be nipped up on the Mizbeah, they would follow him to the base of Mizbechayim. They would also go with him in order that they would help him hold down the Talmud when it's Mishcha. Base of Mizbechayim Haya Lisfono Shal Mizbeah. The base of Mizbechayim was to the north of the Mizbeah. As an Olo is Kodesh Kedashim, and the Avodas of Kodesh Kedashim has to be done on the north part of the Azor. Ba'alav shmona amudim nanasim, and by the base of Mizbechayim there were 8 very short pillars made out of stone. Uvidiyah sho'eres al-gabam, there was a square of cedar wood on top of each one of these pillars. Ve'unkriyo shabarzel hayu kvuin behem. There were iron hooks attached to the squares of cedar wood. Ushlosha starim hayu l'kal echad echad shebehen toilin. There were 3 types of hooks on each one of these cedar wood squares that on these hooks there would be toil of the behemoth when they stripped the hide from the behemoth. There were 3 different sizes of hooks depending on whether the behemoth is gdola or ketana. U'mafshitin al-shulchano shoshayis shebein ha'amudin. And they would strip the hide from the behemoth while the behemoth was on the shulchano shoshayis, the marble table that were between the amudin. As when they hung the behemoth on these hooks, in order that the behemoth should not be nigra al-aretz, that the behemoth when it's hung shouldn't be on the ground. They had these small marble tables in between the amudim, so the behemoth, when its hung, would be on these shulchanos shoshayis. The reason why the shulchanos were made out of marble is that marble is very cool, and that way it would take a much longer time for the behemoth to rest.